This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Jasmine Crichton is News Director of News 3 at Western Illinois University, and Will Buss is the Director of Student Publications at Western. Will also writes a weekly column in the McDonough County Voice, and last week, Will, your column was about the private equity firm that bought the Denver Post and has since chipped away at the size of the newsroom staff in order to secure larger profits. The paper's editors and reporters recently wrote an editorial critical of what's happening, took some pretty sharp jabs at their own management, and they used a photo to demonstrate the damage done in the past 5 years.
And what a telling photo it was. It was a photo of 142 staff members just shortly after they won the 2013 Pulitzer Prize Award for their reporting of the theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado. Mm-hmm. And what they decided to do and what has been happening with their paper is this private equity firm, Alden Global, has owned the paper. And what they've been doing is depleting their staffs. And this is a reoccurring disturbing habit that's been going on. And what they decided to do was to take a very gutsy move and to make a statement. And they took this photo, and a number of staff have been leaving or have left or have been released or dismissed and so on and so forth. Laid off probably is the more apt term. And what they did was they showed the 142 staff, and then what they did was they all the staff that had been laid off or had left blacked them out, for lack of a better term, and left like a white outlining of where they had once stood.
So same photo, but a number of people, 142 people in the first photo, second photo, many of those people blacked out.
Considerably fewer people. And it was very telling. It was a very stark comparison if you saw both photos, which I did. But the photo that appeared in their recent editorial really spoke for itself. And what it was speaking to was the fact that this, and unfortunately other of these hedge fund owners that have bought up newspapers, and what they're doing is they're reaping the profits and doing a slash and burn of their newsrooms. And they're reaping the benefits and the profits, but they're not reinvesting them into their newsrooms and into their staffs like they should be. And what they're doing is leaving their newsrooms and the news operation as an empty shell of once they once were. And this is happening in several places. Alden Global is the owner of Digital First Media, is the culprit, if you will, doing this to the Denver Post.
Well, even on the local level, a newspaper chain such as Gatehouse has really cut back and is investing in putting money into upper management's own pockets rather than putting it back into the newsroom.
Oh, yeah, this is happening all over the place. This isn't just newspapers. This is every media that you can think of on the television side. Something has happened the last 10 to 15 years where they are getting rid of videographers, photographers, people who are collecting the video and helping reporters get their stories, sometimes having their back in cases of emergency. I mean, that's a really important position that they've eliminated to only have the reporters do all of the work. So the reporters go out and they call it MMJ. They like to, you know, make it sound nice. But in reality, it's them saving money because it doesn't make the product any better. And I want to get this out of the way. Yeah, this is America. People can make a dollar off of their company if they want to. That's perfectly fine. But to what extent? Like, what's going to happen in the end when you just slash and burn these newsrooms? What happens is that we don't have people out there covering the government, covering really important local issues that need to be covered, things that are on the national level. We don't have all those people to go out and get the information that people in the democracy need. So it's something really to think about is, yeah, you can make that profit, make the money, get rid of those people. What's going to happen in the long run? I think we see what's happening.
Exactly. And this is really an issue of business ethics, really, is what we're talking about here. These folks are definitely going against the grain and in offense of this. They're not providing the newsroom with what they should. Yes, they should be making a buck, but they're not reinvesting as they should. And granted, newspapers are not the the profitable entities that they once were. But this is very blatant.
Well, would they be making a buck if they reinvested in the newsroom? I mean, they're making these huge profits because they're making these cuts.
Right.
If you put that money back into the newsroom, would they really be as profitable?
The answer is not very likely. And when you're coming from newspapers, not that long ago, you know, they had profit margins of about 20% within maybe 20 some years ago, maybe 15 years ago. And that's just been slowly eroding by the fact that our use of technology, and the fact that I think the great sin was newspapers once embraced technology but gave their product away online and saying, well, we're going to have this online, we're going to give our product away, and that will lead them to the newspapers, which was very foolhardy, and they've been paying that punishment ever since. But no, to answer your question, no, they wouldn't otherwise. But when you have such a trusted, reliable, needed, necessary service that you're blatantly not funding and supporting, that is so crucial to our democracy, that's very alarming, and that's something that these folks need to be called out on and have been called out on. But you know, what kind of recourse do we have for this besides calling them out on it and talking on a program like this? I'm not sure. I don't know if these folks are going against the law, but it's definitely an unethical business practice that is really going to hurt everyone in the end.
Yeah, and who's to say that if we had more journalists, maybe things would be a little bit better, especially where I am in television and radio world. I feel like the audience has been losing trust in us more and more for the past two decades because of the slash and burn situation in newsrooms. Fewer people to cover the stories. They're not getting what they want. And then we're not always able to give them an in-depth story because we don't have time to commit to that work. When you get rid of people in newsrooms, you're going to leave things out. You're going to lose a lot of information that is needed for the audience. I think if people invested in their newsrooms, I think the audience would maybe come back to it. I think they'd be more interested in what we have to say if we have more out there to give them.
That's a great point. I think that, you know, forget what the president or politicos or pundits have been saying to try to fuel this fake news firestorm. Really, I think what's really surged this is the fact that we just don't have the journalists that we once did. And again, I had witnessed this firsthand, seeing a newsroom and peers taking early retirements or being laid off, page freezes, paid cuts, furloughs, all those things. And I think that has contributed, I think, more so than we realize to this issue that people have a mistrust or unease about journalists in general.
And I think we've seen in broadcast journalism, TV stations in particular, adding more and more newscasts, which, to get to Jasmine's point, leaves you with less and less time to do investigative pieces, and you end up having to basically rip and read copy. You're just having to come up with something quick to help fill that time. Same, I suppose, with newspapers. It's no longer one deadline a day. You got to be constantly updating that website, right? So
exactly.
So you perhaps go with quicker and easier stories and just don't have time to do the in-depth investigative enterprise type of reporting. Speaking of time, we have run out of it for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.